Blog Talk Radio.
Caught up in relationships. Sometimes we think they are the best things in the world. We lose sight of our intentions, and we wind up getting wrapped up, caught up in their matrix. Tonight's guest, Mr. Peter Hsu, a celebrity promoter, spent 21 years of his life behind bars, and he wrote a book about it, Life at a Party. So you're going to learn all about his business, what he's done in the past, but we're going to bring it positive to the future. Now, some of you were born during times when lyrics meant everything to the average listener. Then various forms of music changed, were enhanced for the better, and some even say for the worse. Many avid music lovers long for the music from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s. Then we have contemporary artists mixing old hooks and melodies with new music. But many are concerned that the music of today is not contributing positive messages, have too much explicit sexual conversation, and have made millions of dollars promoting smut. Others say there's no money in signing record deals and opt for the digital world. We want to know what you think is good music. What's the favorite era of music? So join me and my special guest as we talk about the music that has changed for the better or the worse. Also, I want to celebrate men in May. I'm calling this Man Month. May is no longer for flowers because, to be honest, there's been so much cold rain. I haven't seen much sunshine, so I don't know what kind of flowers are going to be blooming in your territory. But I know up here in New York and in the East Coast, it's been really crazy. We already have a caller calling in from an 818 area code. Caller, you're on air. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com on the Hear No Evil talk show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Yes, my area code is 818 California, but I'm actually in New York City right now. My name is Pinky Dickerson. I am author of Source Force and Source Force 2. I called in to support my good friend Darlene Lewis's radio show, and also to pick the brain of Mr. Peter Hsu, who I hope has called in to the station tonight.
Well, I'm quite sure he's going to call in any minute, as I got a text from him. So wherever you are, Peter Hsu, you need to call in now so that another author can speak with you and pick your brain. I ordered the book, and when I read some of the book, I was amazed at, well, first of all, I knew about Peter Hsu because I used to go to all of his parties, and he used to give parties at Bentley's. I don't know if you ever went to any of his parties, but you know those were always star-studded events if you did go to those. Have you ever been to any of those parties that Peter Hsu gave?
Actually, I have been to one at Bentley's about maybe 21 years ago. I have. I'm familiar with Peter Hsu and his story. I actually just read a few excerpts from his book, ready to purchase it ASAP. So I just see another author who published his story. I want to pick his brain about how he's getting it off the film. I also would like to attend his book party with you coming rather soon. And, you know, I'm just interested in hearing his story, you know. I mean, he has a lot of negative connotations, but then we all do, you know what I mean? So I'm really interested in picking the brain, attending the book signing, you know, rubbing elbows with his contact.
I'm actually on the phone with Peter Hsu now, and he's calling another line guest. So could you please sit tight, studio audience, and we'll be right back. Hold on, Peter. Yeah, I had to run some music. Something. Did you dial the right number? Are you
should stay.
No.
I would only
849.
Be in your way.
Oh, then that's the set.
So I'll go. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Hello, are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Yes, unfortunately, we had a technical difficulty, and Peter Hsu was calling a number that was not the right number, so he should be calling in, and there he is. We are now online. We are now on with Mr. Peter Hsu, Life of the Party. How you doing, Peter?
Fine. How you doing?
How you doing? I have another author on the line, Pinky Dickerson, and she wants to pick your brain about your book. But first of all, I want to say congratulations, for being able to put pen to paper and recollect all of the things that you've done, and also to have the inspiration to decide to tell your story, because you were the life of the party. And first of all, what made you decide to write this book?
Well, you know, as everybody knows, I was locked up for 21 years, so everybody kept trying to get me to write a book. When I first went in there, a lady tried to do a book on me and was going to give me $350,000, but all I was going to make was $1.50 off every book. So I said, shit, she getting all the money. So I decided to learn how to write and write screenplays, and that's what I do. I write, you know, I wrote my book and I wrote other screenplays. So I just had a big meeting. Today, everybody's coming at me to try to do a movie on me now, and documentaries and all types of stuff. So I got Miriam Max, Lionsgate, and my good friend Simone. She's pushing everything for me now. So I got some big meetings coming up. You know, Marty Bergman from director Scarface, the provisional Scarface, they're interested in me. And there's just a whole bunch of people coming at me right now, and I'm just enjoying the moment.
Well, when you say you're enjoying the moment, of course, I know you have a lawyer. I don't even have to ask if you have a lawyer. But are you really, really ready for the media and corporate America to take your story? Because, you know, once it gets in their hands, if you don't have control, they may tell a different story or may water it down from the authenticity of what it is, because you really don't want your story to be a story that's like a come-and-go story. You want that story to be embedded in the minds. So are you prepared to take at least a third of the control of your story?
Well, you know, I'm never going to let nobody put something out there that had nothing to do with me. So, you know, bottom line is I will have some say in it. But, you know, my team is strong, so I got a lot of good people with me, and they're going to make sure that everything goes the way I want.
To be honest, you know, as an author, you want to make sure you tell the best story. And I am so glad, like I said, that you spent this time, not behind bars, but spent the time to tell your story and to tell it right. Because a lot of people may talk about an individual, but they don't get the facts right. So let's start from the beginning. Tell my listening audience who Peter Hsu is.
Well, Peter Hsu was probably the biggest, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, drug dealer from 1988 to 1995. And then, I started throwing parties, and because my people kept wanting me to do a party, so they threw had me throw a birthday party, and it was so successful, I had Keith Sweat and Chess perform. So I end up start throwing parties once a month. They taught me into it. So, you know, I had Mary J. Blige perform her first hit, You Remind Me. You know, so many people perform, and everybody was coming to the parties. You know, Mike Tyson, Charles Oakley, Mark Breland, all the Giants when they was winning the Super Bowls. Rodney Hampton's a good friend of mine. Pepper Johnson, Lawrence Taylor. All the, you know, the boxers, all the groups and everything. SWV, shout out to them and stuff. You know, so everybody was coming to the, you know, to represent. And I threw the best parties in New York at the time. That's why they called me the life of the party.
So you're saying that becoming a promoter helped you transition from the lifestyle that you was leading, or did it enhance the lifestyle you was leading?
It just enhanced it. You know, it made me a ghetto superstar, because it really, you know, I had the drugs, and then I had the side job. So, you know, it's like I was felt like a star at times, you know, and people treated me like one. So, you know, it's you know, it was weird at times, but you know, I made it work, and then, you know, everything fell down. You know, everything crashed down when Madonna set me up.
Now, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, that she got away easy and that you took the fall from her. I don't know how serious the case is, but are you able to elaborate as far as your dealings with her? Because I was under the impression you were like her boy toy, to be honest.
Yeah, but, you know, the real thing is, you know, I was just trying to wash my money through her, and, you know, and she ended up putting an informant on me, which got me locked up, you know, and got me getting the 25 years. So that's the bottom line, you know. But I mean, it's good that it happened because it got me out the game, and I could have got more time if I stayed in the game, and then, you know, it made me a better person, and I start doing a lot of soul searching and stuff, and then I start thinking about things that I could do to better my life, and that's when I start writing.
So let me ask you a question. When you came, while you were serving your time, did Madonna even try to make amends with you or anything like that? Or was
Can't do that. You can't do that. Once a rat, always a rat. So, you know, a snitch is a snitch. They can't go back and say and recount what they say, what they did. They're a snitch. So the whole thing is, that's why you never see nobody with me. That's a snitch. We don't allow that around us. We just deal with real people, because snitches ruin people's lives. You know, they ruin people's lives. And I'm a man. I went to jail, did my own time. Nobody else went to jail with me on my case.
Now, do you think she was forced into revealing, or is it, I mean, what happened? Did you hurt her? Was her heart broken, or was she just over her head and couldn't handle your life?
Well, if everybody reads the book, they'll get the real insight of what went on. But, you know, the whole thing is, she wanted me to do things, and I didn't want to be with her like she wanted me to be. And, you know, I'm rolling, so I didn't need her. But,
right.
You know, she came at me. So the whole thing is, I mean, if anybody know me, they would tell you, you know, Peter was all over the place. He didn't need nobody. So my thing is this, you know, me and my team was having so much fun. You know, that's why I don't stress the fact that I went to jail, you know, because if you had so much fun in life, you can't be mad when it comes things, bad things come to you, you know. All you got to do is go in your Bible and read the book of Job. And if you had a West on the book of Job in the book of Job, and you tell me, because I can't see it, you know?
So what's the future besides the movie deals coming up? How has it been being home? Like, what's the transition feeling like? Because the streets
is
different.
It's real hard for me now because, you know, I got a celebrity status now. I can't even walk the street. You know, me and my girl was on the downtown one day, and these guys asked me for some to buy their CDs. They, you know, they little young guys hustling, and I said, "Nah, I don't want them." But then one of the guys said, "Well, if you ain't don't want to spend no money, at least take a picture with me." I said, "Take a picture for what?" He said. He whispered in my ear, "I know who you are." So I said, "Who am I?" He said, "You Peter Shue." So, you know, I'm getting a lot of feedback from the young guys, and, you know, and I love them young brothers, and I get a feedback from a lot of the older people, and, you know, guys like Puffy and Jadakiss and all them, and Styles P, they dedicated a shout-out in the song. Their last hit was Old Man Wilder, and, you know, when I went to North Carolina with Jadakiss and Nas and Floyd Mayweather and Stevie J and Rakim, you know, they gave me a lot of shout-outs and salutes, you know. So everywhere I go, you know, I'm getting a lot of, you know, on my Instagram. I got over 11,000 people on my Instagram, and I only been home like 6-7 months, and I just had an Instagram the last 3 months. So, you know, everybody's on me all. So it's like I'm back to that time where, you know, people are trying to make me a celebrity again. So, you know, the movie people coming at me, we got book signers all over the place. They paying for me to come in. They give me money to do lectures. And you talking about 20,000, 30,000, go do a lecture. Yeah, I'll do it. No problem. And then they got, I'm doing a TV show worldwide. 40 countries is going to be seeing me on Saturday. So it's like, you know, it's, you know, I do so much with, to help other people. I got 3 clothing lines I'm supporting right now, and you know, my artist ABS is my family. We did the Bronx Anthem. Now we got this new one coming out. You're gonna see it Saturday. We're gonna bring it out. It's the intro to this video. Everybody's bragging about it. So it's something I dedicated to the 10% of stand up brothers that didn't tell. So you gotta see this video. It's the hottest video out, you know, right now, and it's gonna be the hottest video this summer. And I'm working on another video for them that's even gonna be hotter, because that's what I do, you know. I create video scenes and stuff like that too. So everything I'm doing is
good.
Yeah, everything I'm doing is positive.
You gotta send me some. You gotta send me some of that stuff on Facebook so we can show it on our TV show. And also, I'll send you some information. I also would like to have you in maybe in a couple of months, come up to this youth center that I'm involved with. There's a lot of young guys up there that don't seem to have positive role models.
Yeah,
and
sometimes I don't mind doing that. We just did a charity basketball game. And you know, I like to, you know, that to go and talk to the young brothers and let them know what they're up against. And you know, we're gonna have a look into the future. We're gonna meet Kevin Childs from Don Diva Magazine, Rope of Dope. We're always gonna get together and throw a 10% barbecue cookout. So you know, we're gonna do a lot of things that some people are gonna enjoy and have fun with us, because you know that's what we're about, having fun and making money and helping people.
Exactly.
So you're going to see me doing a lot of things like that. And you can also get the book on Fan
Like
Gatchu.
I got the book coming. Tell your people. Tell the people. Amazon.com.
Yeah, Amazon.com, Fan Like Gatchu, iTunes, Barnes & Nobles. You know, you can get them all. But Fan Like Gatchu is my personal website. You get an autographed copy for me if you buy the book for Fan Like Gatchu. So that's what we're doing. And then we got Ingram. We got the independent distribution, Ingram 702. So we're all over the place. But I do book signings every month. I do A radio interviews every couple of days. And, you know, we're supposed to be on the Breakfast Club soon. We're waiting on that date. And, you know, we're doing us, but it's coming along. But, you know, you're going to hear something real soon about a movie deal, and that's what we're waiting on now.
Well, speaking of movie, I have Pinky on the other line, who is the author of Source Force 1 and 2, and she's anxious to hear about how you got involved with the movie situation. Pinky, are you still on there?
Yes, I am still here. Hi, Peter. It's nice to meet you. My name is Pinky. I'm from Harlem. I wrote 2 books, Source Force 1 and Source Force 2.
Pinky, you ain't coming in clear. You're not coming in real clear.
Are you in California or are you in New York, Pinky?
Hello?
Pinky, are you on a Bluetooth or something?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
That's right? Okay, Peter, how are you? Like I said, I'm Pinky. I wrote 2 books, Source Force and Source Force 2. I'm from Harlem. I'm familiar with your story. I read about your background. I just ordered your book tonight, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to try to get to one of your book signings next month. And I'm real intrigued with your story and how you, the negative, and turned it all into the positive, you know. It's real unfortunate what Madonna did to you. I think she's real fucked up for doing that. But I just wanted to let you know I wish you success, and I'll be spreading the word about your book. And, you know, I hope you come all the way up. You know what I mean?
Everything that happens is, you know, it has to be with God. So, you know, I give my praise to the Lord, and hopefully He lets me have a little bit of success since I did that 21 years. But you can always contact me, and we get together and talk business and try to get things done, because, you know, I'll promote your stuff too. I'm promoting so many people's stuff because, see, I could go on these shows and do the whole 2 hours by myself and stuff, but I bring everybody with me. You know, you see Saturday, the show I'm bringing 3 clothing lines, Mr. Cheeks, AVS, you know, Kyle Drosser from Kyle Drosser Management. I'm bringing everybody, or the Kevin Childs from Don Diva. So, you know, I come in there with the heavy hitters, and so everybody can get entertainment and get knowledge from all these brothers, because you got the people that's going to come with the clothing line. You got the people that in the music, in the rap and music business. You got Don Diva magazine and everything else Kevin does. Then you got the Peter Shue story. I mean, we come there to give, you know, free advice and maybe connections where you want to get into magazine clothing, music, you know, anything you want to get into. We have something going on, and I give a shout out to my little sister Simone. We just give a closer deal where we got these people financing us, so we're gonna do hotels, real estate with hotels and everything. So we're gonna get money off of that. So, you know, I'm all over the place. You know, I'm a businessman and I'm hungry. I felt they took my title when they put me in jail, so I want my championship belt back. So
exactly.
I'm coming to get it. And like I tell everybody, and I'm gonna let y'all know, right? When you come out your house and the ground is shaking, don't think it's an earthquake. Don't think it's ISIS. It's Peter Shue and his crew coming through, all right?
I like that, Pete. Peter, I'm going to send you some links to some things that I'm involved with also on the clothing line thing. You know, I've been real low-key with it. But
who's this, Pinky, now still talking? Is this Pinky,
huh?
Darling? Is Pinky still talking?
It's Darlene.
Okay.
But I'm going to send you some information because I like what you're talking about, and we all need to just link up and do some things in a major way.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of things going on, you know. So I got some clothing people in China. That's my connection. So I'm getting ready to come out with everything, but I've been so busy, I haven't even contacted my people in China about my clothing stuff I want to do. But the whole thing is, you know, I need more help, and I'm going to get that soon. But I've been running around. There's only one Peter Shue, and I can't be everywhere. So it's like, you know, like this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'm booked. I can't do nothing. And you know, it's crazy. I don't get no sleep, you know. So that's the thing. So I'm trying to get my team together to where they take some of this weight off me. And, you know, shout out to Cal Dawson because he does a lot for me and my cousin Terry. But, you know, they be tired. So, I mean, I'm trying to get this thing right so we could really, really ball this summer. But, you know, look for a lot of things going on. Kevin Childs got something going on June 25th at the Stage 48, and I'm bringing everybody there. And I'm, you know, you go on my Instagram and follow me and see everything I'm doing, because I post everything on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to let people know where I'm at and where I'm going to be next. And this Sunday we're going to be in Rain in Queens doing the book signing. And Saturday I told you about the interview with the 40 countries, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be wearing our designer stuff, Vitale and Triangle and Bernard Shelley. So, you know, we balling, and I'm grinding, and you know, that's what people are so supportive of me and happy that I just came out here and I'm grinding. I'm not. I came out the first 2 weeks. I was at people's door, letting them know I'm here. You know, let's get busy. So that's what I'm doing. I'm hungry. I want my belt back. Until
exactly.
I get my championship belt back, the world isn't that enough, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of people need to see that confidence, because I'm telling you, a lot of people that was doing it or claim they was doing it, their confidence level has shrunk. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe they got comfortable, or they just don't have that hunger, that grind mode, or they just lost that hustle mode. And people have to remember, you're never supposed to be satisfied. You're supposed to always keep on keeping on. You know what I mean? So I'm very proud of the fact that you have the ambition. And as an author, and I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. I got like 8 books out. It's not easy to just maintain that. So even with that book, don't stop with just the life of the party. Just keep writing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got 6 to 8 screenplays right now ready to go. So, you know,
that's
everybody's looking at them. But, you know, it's like my girl called me the great Peter Shue one day, and she posted that up. So that's what I want to live up to that. I want to be the great Peter Shue again.
Aww.
So I'm doing my best to succeed in everything I do. So I don't want to have nothing out there that ain't satisfying to me. That's why I do the best parties, because I wanted to have the better party than everybody. So if I put a album out, a movie out, a clothing line out, it's going to be the best ever. So I'm telling you right now, when you see this video that we just did, and you'll see it Saturday on that show, and we'll probably put it on the it'll be on all them websites like YouTube and all the other shows. You'll see that what I do, I participate in, it becomes better. And I'm not gonna let people see something that with me in it that they're gonna be disappointed in. So that's the attitude I take. So you're going to see a lot from me and hear a lot from me in the near future. And just remember that, you know, when the buildings shake, it ain't an earthquake, it ain't ISIS. It's Peter Hsu and his family coming through, all right?
All right.
So everybody know that. Don't think it's an earthquake, all right?
So, Pinky,
like
you heard it first. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Make sure you come to some of these events. Tell all your girls, all your friends. Tell your crew to come through. And, you know, network, because it's all about networking, you know.
Yeah, that's all it is. And, you know, Darlene, you got my number. You can call me anytime. Pinky, you can hit me anytime. You can get the number from Darlene, or you could go on my Instagram and send me a message, or my Facebook, whatever, and I'll get right back at you. You know, I don't contact people that contact me, especially if it's about business. I come out the house for business. You ain't going to see me at every party. You ain't going to see me in the strip clubs, but you will see me for business, to support somebody that's important to me, you know, like Kevin Childs and Carlton Roper, and you know, Roper Dope, and you know, that did time with me, and people that I want to bring back to life, you know, because when these people told them that they left us for dead, and I want to let them people know that we're back, and our 10% is stronger than any 90% of hot people. Trust me. Mm. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I just want to plug in, since you mentioned Roper Dope. Carlton Roper is a personal friend of mine. Like I said, we're all from Harlem. I also worked at Motown Records for the head of legal. So, you know, I have a few connections myself, and I just like to link up with positive people like you trying to get up. So, you know, he has a boat ride coming up. It's called the main event. It's going to be at the Hornblower, leaving from Pier 40 on June 18th. So,
not to cut you off, he has something before that. May 20th, he has the Bad Boys after party, after concert party at Stage 48, and I will be attending that because me and Roper Dope is real close. We've locked up together before, and he's a good brother. He's one of the 10%, all right? And I'd like to give him a shout-out. And when you talk to him, tell him Peter Hsu sent his regards.
Definitely will. And I look forward to doing business with you, and I will link up with you on these social networks, okay?
All right, thank you. God bless you.
All right, so, well, thank you. I got to get back to my radio show. Peter, thanks for calling in. And everybody out there, you get the life of the party, Amazon.com. And what was that other site you said?
iTunes, Fam, I Got You, Barnes & Noble, Ingram. You can go to, in Harlem, you can go to Harlem Masters, right on 142nd Street, Barbershop. He sells the books right out the barbershop.
Very good.
So
and, of course, you can always listen to FutureNetworkProductions.com. Click on the radio link because we archive all of our radio shows. Tune in every Wednesday at 6:30 to watch Celebrity Showcase TV. And listen, Peter, I got to get your video on my TV show. So send me that video on Facebook, all right?
Hi, I'm going to give it to you this weekend.
Okay.
Right? Because
thank
we want to be the best. We want to be the best when the show is Saturday. And then then I'll make sure you'll get it, okay?
All right. Thank you guys for calling in.
All right. Thank you for having me. God bless everybody. And God bless the brothers and sisters all around the world that tune in to your show, okay? And I'd like to wish you more success in the future, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you. step of the way. And
you guys, just to say that was a very inspirational interview that I had with the one and only Peter Hsu and Source Boss author Pinky Dickerson. We talked about his life and how he took lemons and made lemonade. And I hope that you listening in will understand that just because you're behind bars does not mean that you have to put the chains on your mind. Sometimes God has to put you through trials and tribulations for you to realize your divine purpose. And it was good to hear the brother Peter Hsu talk about not only how he was the life of the party, how he promoted a lot of celebrities that are and athletes that are multimillionaires. Now, understand that these people that he mentioned were at the beginning parts of their careers in the 80s, and they became multimillionaires in billion-dollar businesses while he was serving two decades in federal penitentiary for trying to do the right thing with wrong money. But did you listen when he said, because he didn't want to do what Madonna wanted him to do? Let's think about that for a minute. And the only other man that Madonna had a physical altercation with, Sean Penn, she probably was trying to make him her slave. And he got out of that relationship. Then she got children, and then she got with Guy Ritchie, and then that didn't work. And now she's trying to control her son and keep him away from his father. So it's really a situation of a woman who has strong, strong corporate connections who in turn decided that if you don't do as I say or do as I do, then you're going to suffer. Now, I don't think that's right. But no matter what the situation, Peter Hsu became triumphant over all of the nonsense. And it's just sad. It's just a lot of guys that are laying up in prison right now for doing crimes of survival. You know, they may not have had the best financial stability to become rich and famous, so they had to do whatever they felt was necessary to make it, and then for whatever reason they went the wrong route and then wind up in prison. There are so many families that are suffering. So many women are bringing up children without men in the home. And it's really a sad situation that men have been put into. But don't think that all of American men of color are living La Vida Loca. So today, I'd like to celebrate 28 great modern men. And I'm going to start it off with Mike Carey, the retired NFL referee. Carey, now an analyst for CBS Sports, was only the second African-American referee in National Football League history and became the first African American to officiate the Super Bowl in 2008 for Super Bowl. And it's just amazing that we keep making these firsts. Like, why is it that black people always have to be the first? Well, it's because corporate America, the status quo, the powers that be, do not make it easy for you to get in. And when you get in, you got to still prove that you belong. So shout out to Mike Carey. Now, I also want to shout out Lester Holt, who's a journalist. He's a broadcast journalist. He became the first African-American solo anchor of a weekday network nightly newscast in June 2015 when NBC named him as the permanent replacement for Brian Williams on nightly news. Amazing. Jeffrey Orridge, Canadian Football League. Well, on April 29, 2015, Orridge made history as the first African-American chief executive of a major North American sports league when he became a commissioner of the Canadian Football League. Orridge previously served as executive director of CBS Sports and general manager of the Olympics on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Now, Wendell Oliver Scott, stock car racing driver Scott posthumously became the first African-American inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2015. He was the first African-American driver in NASCAR and the first African-American to win a race in the Grand National Series, NASCAR's highest level, and that was in 1963. I was 3 years old. Now, Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist. Notable astrophysicist, I never could say that, cosmologist and author deGrasse Tyson made history in 1996 as the first African-American Frederick P. Rose director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History. Why reach for the moon when you can have the stars? Yes, May is the month for men. And speaking of men, Jeffrey S. Fletcher, a screenwriter, film director, and professional, is best known as the screenwriter of Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire in 2010. He became the first African-American to win an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay for his work on the film. Now, I'm not saying that there has not been better movies out, because we all know there has, but it just seems that black men and women only get awarded when they promote or produce or direct or write stories that have negative connotations. Positive movies just don't seem to get accolades. So I don't know, Hollywood. You got to catch up. F. Gary Gray, known for Set It Off, Friday, The Negotiator, and The Italian Job, became the highest grossing black director of a single film with the hit Straight Outta Compton, which premiered on August 2015 in the United States and grossed $200.4 million worldwide. Wow. All I can say is that he came a long way. And I'm so proud of him and all the guys for telling their stories about NWA. And speaking of the West Coast, Kendrick Lamar made history in 2015 as the hip-hop recording artist to receive the most Grammy nominations in a single year, with 11 nods for his work on To Pimp a Butterfly, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year, and for collaborations with artists such as Kanye West and Taylor Swift. But did you know that Kendrick Lamar also collaborated with the late, great Prince? And you got to check that video out. It's on YouTube. Check it out. They did a wonderful job. Dr. Dre, recording artist and entrepreneur. Andre Young, also known as Dr. Dre, the critically acclaimed producer, rapper, founder, and CEO of Aftermath Entertainment, and co-founder of Beats Electronics, became the first billionaire rapper when Apple purchased Beats for a reported $3 billion in May 2014. Can you imagine that? It's amazing things to have conquered. Now, I told you this is the month of May, and it's all about men. So I'm going to talk about Eric Holder. Holder was appointed and confirmed as the first African-American Attorney General of the United States in 2009. He previously made history as the first black Deputy Attorney General and first black United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. Colin Powell, retired four-star U.S. Army General, became the 65th U.S. Secretary of State in 2001, the first African-American to serve in that position. Powell was also the first and only African-American to serve on the Joint Chief of Staff. Once again, we are always celebrating our first. But why should it take so long? Why are we not knocking down more doors? Or maybe we have to create our own doors. Jed Johnson, U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, a civil and criminal trial lawyer, Johnson became the first African-American U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security in 2013. He previously served as general counsel for the Department of Defense, where he co-authored the report that paved the way for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Tim Scott, U.S. Senator from South Carolina, Republican, made history on Capitol Hill as the first African American to be elected to both the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. He was elected to the House in 2010 and won a special election in 2014 for the last 2 years of a retired senator's term. And, of course, I got to celebrate my president, Barack Obama, after winning 52.9% of the vote in 2008. Obama was sworn in as the 44th president of the United States on January 20, 2009, becoming our nation's first black president. He was historically reelected for a second term in November 2012. And right now, they're having such a hard time getting someone on, getting one of his judges selected for the bench of the Supreme Court. And I think it's really wrong that people are going out of their way to block him being able to pick whoever he wants to sit. Now, as I said, May is the month for men. But I also want to let you know that May is the month for music. Every month is the month for music. And I just want you to know that the era that I loved was the 70s. Oh, I love that 70s music. There's nothing better. It's nothing better than 70s music. The 80s music is good too. But I want to listen to something that's in coots with what we're talking about tonight, when we were talking about Peter Shue and his life and the lifestyle that he chose. Let's talk about those corners, those street corners. Ashwin and Simpson.
We'll be right back. many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Bye.